Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us right now is food journalist Kat Neville of Feast Magazine and Tastemakers on PBS. And Kat, it's always an exciting time because we know the St. Louis food scene is amazing. And it seems like every year the competition increases for the semifinalist nominees for the James Beard Awards.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. We have 8 this year.
Yeah, I don't know what we've had in years past, but it just seems chock full. And one of the restaurants that is a restaurant and the chef there who is getting a lot of attention, it's a restaurant I have not visited yet, but it's right near my house, and that would be Indo.
Oh, Indo is amazing. I was actually there just last week. It's Nick Bogner, who is the chef and the owner there, and what he's doing is he's creating this really interesting menu rooted in Japanese cuisine, but pulling on his Thai heritage, and the flavors are fresh and unique, and it's definitely a must-try.
And I keep hearing about Olive and Oak, Kat. What is Olive and Oak, and why is it so great?
So Olive and Oak is, Jesse Mandica is up for Outstanding Chef, Best Chef Midwest, and actually Indo is up for 2 awards. They're up for Rising Star for Nick, and then also for Best New Restaurant. So Jesse Mandica is up for Best Chef Midwest at Olive and Oak in Webster Groves, and her menu is everything is just absolute perfection, and things like, you know, really classic dishes like lamb, everything is locally sourced. The atmosphere at Olive and Oak is lovely. Every time I go, it is packed elbow to elbow. It is absolutely it's a gem in the St. Louis restaurant scene, and Jesse is getting very, very well-deserved recognition. She's fantastic.
Michael Galina of Vicia, he is a repeat performer on the list of nominees, but let's go back to Webster Groves before we run out of time, because Balkan Treat Box went from a food truck to a brick and mortar that would have lines around the block, and Lauren Nalick is nominated for Best Chef.
She is, and you know, the Balkan Treat Box journey has really been fascinating to watch, because you're right, they went from a food truck to this brick and mortar, and they have received accolades from Food & Wine, Bon Appetit. They're getting tons of national attention, and their Eastern European Balkan fare, I mean, it's casual, but it's some of the most deeply flavorful, wonderful food. I used to live in Turkey. My father was Air Force, and I hadn't had food like what they're doing there at Balkan Treat Box, where they're wood firing their pide, and you know, it's absolutely a must try, and it's wonderful to see right there again, right in Webster Groves, right in the heart of historic Webster.
Catherine Neville from Feast Magazine and Tastemakers on PBS. By the way, I believe it was Gerard Kraft who was the first St. Louisan to win one of these James Beard Awards about 5 years ago.
Yeah, there was Gerard, and then obviously Kevin also won. And it's always exciting to see the folks here in St. Louis get this type of recognition. And there's one that I want to mention. Mai Lee is up for Outstanding Restaurant this year, and Mai Lee obviously has been going strong, serving some, you know, amazing Vietnamese food here in St. Louis for like something around 30 years. And Scratch Brewing is also up for Outstanding Wine, Beer, or Spirits Producer. Are you guys familiar with Scratch?
Mm.
No, but I would like to be.
Yes, I'm sure that you would. It's great. It's actually in Ava, Illinois. It's in southern Illinois. And what they do is they forage for the ingredients in their beer. They're right next to a national forest. And so they're brewing these beers that are unlike anything that you've ever tried. They're unique, and they're really of a certain place right there in southern Illinois. And like, for example, they will pull leaves to use as bittering agents in their beers. And they also have a wood-fired oven on site where you can stop by and get a pizza. Oh. So it's definitely, I think it's about 90 miles from St. Louis, but it is absolutely worth the trip.
All right.
All right, we're going to road trip with Kat Neville. Those are your James Beard semifinalists. And Kat joins us on the TDK Technologies guest line.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.